Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Sweet. Coming to you once again after I don't know how many times from Esther's Follies in downtown Austin, Texas! It's Monday, March 11, 3/11/2024, and South by Southwest is in mid-swing. We're at the halfway point, about thereabouts, not really, couple days. Forget it, Doug, move on. South by Southwest comedy continues tonight and tomorrow. Are you seeing a lot of comedy shows, everybody? They bring out the best for these shows out here, and I have a great time every year at South By. But now that I put it all the way down on the floor, I need to get the prize bag and tell you what is on the line today. Somebody in the audience is not only going to win a bag that many of you probably already have because you're at South By Southwest, and they give you one in the first day. Used to be full of crap. The bag that they give you now, it's just an empty bag that they just hand you and go, you go out and fill it up with the crap you find while you're here in Austin. And I brought a bunch of stuff from California to give away today. The quote-unquote prize bag has, I mean, for starters, I got some dude wipes. It's a single use, I think, but it's a, yes, it's one flushable wipe, but just the name dude wipes alone made me feel like that is something worthy of gifting. A hip flask for people who still want to sneak booze into things for some reason. Yeah, we got some back there. Some Doug Loves Movies stickers, a license plate that you can't put on your car, really, because that would, people would go, that's fake, but it says high society on it. Really bad choice of something to put on your car. Oh, was anybody here when I demolished James Adomian in the Wits End game show presented by Samantha Bee? This was my, it barely fit over my fat head, this medal, this honorable medal that I got. I kept some of the prizes they gave to me, like the inflatable trophy. So don't feel bad about taking the prizes. Oh, from my hotel room, a copy of Texas Monthly. And then from our friends at Hemper, a rolling tray. And these are two things from Peacemaker that I love. Oh, wait, this is I might be not saving the best for last, but this is a $5 gift certificate from Torchy's. Yeah, it expires on March 31st of this year. And then finally, from our friends at Peacemaker, this thing's called a clutch, and it's like a water pipe that also has a little area to keep your lighter and the weed itself all in one rubber device. And speaking of rubber devices, who doesn't love a wacky pipe? It's finally somebody made a long camouflage-colored smoking utensil, smoking device. I mean, this is almost too beautiful to give away, but hopefully they'll hook me up with more. All that stuff is going to be won by one person today, and to help determine who wins that, I got to get my guests out here. But before that, it's time for Doug Plugs. Holy shit, thank you. You're so into it. I can't wait to tell you about shows that you probably won't go to because you live here or somewhere I'm not going to mention. Doug Loves Movies is back at the Lab at the Improv in Los Angeles on Tuesday, March 19th. And we're also doing a Doug Loves Movies once again at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hare adjacent, on Saturday, May the 4th. Be with you at 4:20. All of my dates and deets, oh shit, and links can be found at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, your call. Wallet. Ted Danson?
Shh. Let's hear it for Mike, everybody. Apologies to the listener that I didn't get the mic to Mike quick enough. But everybody loves some mic-to-mic action, that's for sure. All right, let's get the guests out here. What do you say? What a terrific lineup today. We got Joe DeRosa, Chris Gethard, Beth Stelling, and Mr. Leonard Maltin. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. She's got specials on Netflix and Max. Give it up for Beth Stelling. Yeah. Hi, Beth.
Good to see you again. It's
what are your specials called?
The Max one is called Girl Daddy, and then the new one is on Netflix, and it's called If You Didn't Want Me Then.
Okay. Like a sentence.
Yeah.
I would see in movies at South By that are just sentences, like, I love you forever, I don't understand you. I was excited when I saw Y2K. I was like, oh, that's simple and easy to remember.
Runner-up was just Doug, but I didn't ask you, and so I just had to go with the other one.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite thing, Beth Stelling, that's happened to you or that you've seen at South By Southwest this particular visit?
Ooh.
Okay, moving on to our next. Even during the non-game show part, I like to keep it going.
Ooh, pass.
What do you think? You're going to pass? Ooh, we can come back to you. That's
come
fun.
Come back to me another.
I love that day. Plan. Also joining us today,
Next.
He's an introvert from New Jersey. Give it up for Chris Gethard, everybody.
That's probably the most accurate intro I've ever been given on a podcast.
Right? It's from your Twitter, or ex, formerly Twitter, bio.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah, I got it straight from the Gethard's mouth. And or your Twitter account, when you probably made that bio when it was Twitter. And thank you for being here today.
I feel very lucky to be here. Thank you for having me.
Why do you feel so lucky?
Just to, you know, be included at this stage of life is a nice feeling. Thank you so much. I'm well past my peak, and it's nice that you would even think of me. Thank you so much.
You were like top of the list. This was when I looked at who's available, you know, which comedians were at the festival. These were the four people I picked, and you all said yes.
You got your top four choices?
I got my dream team. Yeah. That's what I'll show you the fucking text. I could prove it, but I said to Charlie, this would be my dream team. And then all four of you are here.
It really shows the value of aiming low.
Hey,
yeah,
I didn't say my
insane dream team or my wildly impossible dream team.
Even the 1992 dream team, some guys came off the bench, and I am like the John Stockton of this dream team. I understand my role.
All right, well, I'm glad there's one person that was hoping for a sports reference. The rest of us came here for
Larry Bird
movies. Look at you go.
Yep.
So, Chris, what's been your favorite thing that's happened to you? Yeah, you got to think about it since I asked Beth earlier.
Yeah.
Has there been a good thing? Have you seen any movies or done anything?
No, I just got here yesterday pretty late in the day, so okay. I did a couple shows. But I tell you what, being at the age I'm at today, I caught up with a friend who lives in Austin.
So right? That's nice.
I went and hung out with a friend.
Yeah.
He happens to... This is because I'm a weirdo. He happens to be a jiu-jitsu instructor, so we wrestled in his garage. This is true. I can show you photographic evidence of this if you'd like. And I threw my back out. My back hurts a little bit because I fought a black belt in his garage. And sometimes I forget that I'm a little bit of a strange cat.
See, an answer like that is why you're on my dream team.
Haven't seen any movies. Did fight a man in his garage today. Lost the fight.
It's definitively perfect. He pretended to be a veterinarian on Better Call Saul, and he's a bar owner, IRL. It's Joe DeRosa, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, Joe.
How are you?
What's this band I keep hearing about? I keep hearing you use the word band, but I don't know any more details.
I have a band called Salsa Windfall, and we're playing a show tonight and a show tomorrow night. Salsa Windfall?
Salsa
Windfall.
Ooh.
Salsa?
Windfall.
Like
my...
Were you like, let's go... Sorry, Chris.
Like
what
mild,
was your question?
Mild, medium, spicy salsa? Like salsa?
More like the attitude of salsa, the vibe of salsa.
Spicy?
Spicy, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not in a fucking salsa box. Maybe we have our own definition of the word.
I mean... I don't know anybody that wouldn't want to have their own Salsa Windfall. I mean, it's definitely something
we were really high 25 years ago, and we had recorded some songs, my friend Paul and I, who's here, and we were eating tacos, and we said, what are we going to call the band? And he picked up a jar of salsa, and he said, what if we called it Salsa Windfall? And my vocabulary is so bad, I thought it was a fart joke. And I was like, that's great.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
All right. And now the band never really existed until now?
No, it's been around.
It's been a thing the whole time.
It's been a thing that nobody's cared about for 25 years.
But now we're friends.
South by Southwest. Who the fuck do we think we are?
We're friends. How is this that I'm finding out, you know, why am I finding out now that you're in a band?
I just never
We've
felt...
even been at South by Southwest together before.
I never felt the right time to tell you that. I never found a time to say the words.
I guess I wasn't eavesdropping enough, because I just heard you say band to other people.
Yeah, no, I'm here primarily to do shows with the band, and then I got to hop on some other stuff like this.
Worked out perfect.
Yeah. We're playing tonight. Where are we at tonight? Mohawk. Come through. Where are we tomorrow? Valhalla. Tomorrow. Come through.
Wow.
Please come through.
Are you playing an instrument or your voice?
I sing.
Your voice is the instrument.
Yes. You'd think I would treat it better. But no, I smoked 87 Marlboro Lights last night.
No.
In the backyard of the creek.
Do you wear a fun outfit or do you go in your street clothes?
Ooh, that's a good question.
We'll have to come to find out.
Some outfits might come into play.
I love bands that put on outfits.
Yeah.
Same.
Like, get it together, guys.
ABBA.
I can watch anybody play an instrument in a t-shirt.
Yeah, we flare it up a little bit.
I like it.
It's a fun time.
All right. You have a favorite thing that's happened to you or you've seen or done here
at South by?
South by?
Once again, I'm disappointed by the festival. I just, because
what did it do to you this time?
Because I just wish there were more things happening, Doug. There's just nothing to do. If any producers are listening, there's an empty broom closet at Starbucks right now. Get fucking Spoon down there to do a set real quick. Could they cram any more shit into this festival? There's like 87 music shows, and then I'm walking down the street, they're like, well, but what about Bitcoin, too? You're like, stop! Stop it! We don't need a tent for fucking Slack on Congress.
I love the cupping of the microphone to get the message more directly into people's ears.
I need to tell you this. You've been disregarding everything else that's happened, but this is important.
But great job, Joe. We got to introduce our fourth guest.
Yes.
But first, real quick, Beth, did you come up with a favorite thing?
No.
Okay.
No, I
know there were a lot of distractions. I know you weren't thinking about that. You were listening to the other guests.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I did. I wrestled a man in his garage. I forgot that part.
Oh, now I worry that your special might be word for word Chris Gethard things that he said.
I've mostly been
9-minute long emo stories with very few punchlines, that type of thing.
I think this is always my way of finding out that comedians come here and the last thing they do is stuff that's happening at the festival.
Yeah.
They all just sort of just run around the outskirts.
I also got here kind of late-ish yesterday and I went straight to a podcast that I did, Jocular, and then I had a show here.
Yeah.
And then I've just been...
You've been doing stuff.
Making
you could
love.
Have said
it's
your favorite thing that you've had so far was your show. Did the show go well?
It was fine. It was here and it was fine.
Not great?
I'm in an acquired taste, you know? I mean, I was putting myself out there.
Right.
I can't say that they met me halfway.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. I did one like that last night, too.
Yeah.
We did.
We were both on that show. We were on a show together.
Wait,
fun,
last
though.
Night here at 10?
No.
We were at a Sunset.
I haven't been there yet. How's the vibe? Are the lights as bright as here?
No, dimmer lights.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm already going to do better. I know it.
Hey, Beth, can I tell you something about this theater?
Yeah. It's haunted.
Esther's Follies. Been here for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And they do like a variety, topical variety music show here that's very popular. And I had to get them to turn their regular stage lights down by 50% to get it this.
Is that true?
This level of brightness. It could be 50% brighter.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what they perform under when they're doing their Follies.
I can't.
And they have makeup on and shit, like heavy makeup.
I'm still recovering from last night's show. I feel like I have a deep wrinkle here from this. Like from squinting. This is better.
No, they're very nice to accommodate me having turned way down.
Yeah.
I bet if the
I
lights...
I didn't know if people were here.
I bet if the lights were dimmer, there'd be no Follies, because they could see clearly.
I'll laugh at that for you, Joe.
Thank God the person who enjoyed it has a microphone.
I liked it.
Pass out the microphones to the audience members that are having the most fun. Like Mike over there. All right, we've delayed this too long. This has now become suspenseful.
What is he going to say? Who is this man next to me?
Who is next to Beth? Who is a regular contributor, guest, call him what you will, but don't call him Len. It's Leonard Maltin, everybody! I wrote down that that I think of you as the godfather of Doug Loves Movies. Because you instilled a love of movies in me through your work with the Leonard Maltin review guides that me and my family would own and argue over. No, not 2.5 stars, that was 3. Those kind of arguments. And I'd be like, really? 0.5 star? We're arguing about it. How you doing, Leonard?
I'm doing fine.
That's good.
I'm here with you guys on stage.
Right? And it's so fun up here.
And I haven't been blinded completely yet.
But
I'm ready to confess to a crime. That's the vibe that I'm getting from.
Tell us the truth.
We're going to get it out of you. We're going to get the truth out of you. Go ahead and turn him to 100. I'm kidding. Please don't. We'd all get blown off the stage. It'd be like those old sound commercials where the guy in the chair and the drink blows away. All right, Leonard, esteemed film critic, you must have attended at least one motion picture since your arrival here at South by Southwest.
2, to be precise. 2.
2 movies.
I saw...
Did you see a winner?
I saw 2 good ones.
2 good ones.
2 for 2.
Here we go.
I saw my dead friend Zoe... on Saturday.
Directed by our friend Natalie Morales. Very cool.
At the Paramount Theater. It's fun just to be in the Paramount
Theater. It's so cool. So fun. I like to point out the Houdini hole. Mm-hmm. There's like a hole in the ceiling, a little tiny hole of the Paramount Theater from when Houdini did like a trick where he needed to have some rope come through the ceiling.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
And so I call it the Houdini hole.
That's cool.
Might be made up. Might just be a hole. Might just be a hole that I just believe some guy sitting next to me.
It's just termites that you created a legend around.
I mean, he did perform there, so it's plausible, but I don't know if it's true.
And then I went out to Alamo Lamar, the Alamo Draft House out of Lamar.
Wonderful
to
facility.
See a really good documentary about Dori Previn, who I've always admired, called On My Way to Where. And it's a very good film, and I hope it has legs. I hope it has a long life, because people who don't know about her should, and people who are already fans of hers will learn a lot.
Right on. Thanks. I also, before we get into the game portion of the show, I'd like to ask everybody to recommend just one movie, something that you think people would enjoy. It could be old, new, borrowed, blue. Joe, do you have a movie that you've seen lately or recently that you would recommend?
It's a rewatch, but I want to highly recommend it. I just got the 4K of Conan the Barbarian.
I've been hearing that it's out there. Like, I've heard more than one person
amazing
talk about
looking.
It.
But this... I'd seen Conan twice. I saw it once, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I rewatched it and had to pause the movie to text my friend that I do a movie podcast, and I said, this might be the greatest movie that's ever been made. It's so amazing. It is a pitch-perfect sword and sorcery movie. It's Arnold at his best. It looks amazing. John Milius, it's so well directed. It's so perfectly written. It's so fun. James Earl Jones as the villain. Doom.
Very scary.
He's
scary.
And turns into a snake.
Yeah, he does.
It's an awesome...
Then he gets on a plane.
What's that?
Then he gets on a plane.
Yeah, then he gets on a plane.
Once he's a snake.
Yeah.
That's what that movie is, right?
Yeah.
It's the guy from Conan got on a plane. Some other snakes.
But I got the set. It's that and Destroyer. Destroyer's not quite as good.
Right. And then there was Red Sonja. Did you like that?
Red Sonja I've never seen, but Arnold has said on record several times it's the worst movie he's ever been in.
He's been in Hercules in New York.
Think about that statement for a minute. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
The worst movie he's ever been in.
Yeah.
That has power.
That's quite a statement. They should feel really bad about themselves, the people involved in that movie.
He's just Eraser. Nope. Terminator Salvation. Nope. Terminator Genesis. Nope.
You're naming some of the...
anyway, do yourself a favor and watch Conan the Barbarian in 4K if you can.
Definitely reach out to me if you do it and let me know how it worked out for you. I might watch it again.
Are you being shitty about my movie?
Well, because I think you already said the words perfect sword and sorcery movie, so that lets some people out. Like, because some people are just already not interested in that. You know what I mean? Like, it could be, you know, like, whatever your least favorite genre is, if somebody goes, it's the perfect your least favorite genre, that would make you go, oh, okay, great.
I realize.
Slow Burn is my least favorite kind of movie these days.
And, yeah.
You know, so, but if somebody tells me beforehand, it's the perfect slow burn, I go, there is not such a thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm already not happy that there's a slow burn.
Yeah.
What's going to be perfect about it?
And Sword and Sorcery is up there with the word accounting for turnoffs. You know, you're just like,
well, and it's weird,
God,
too, because I really like fantasy movies, and I think a lot of people do see a lot of fantasy movies, but for some reason, Sword and Sorcery just, that's another reason why I do think people should watch Conan the Barbarian again, is because you're saying that it feels more like a real movie than a lot of those kind of movies
do. It feels like an absolute film. This is the last thing I'll say about it. Conan the Barbarian is the movie that should represent every 80s video store. Every 80s video store, when you think back and remember that, and the cutouts, and the fun, and the artwork on the boxes, practical movie being made, practical effects, like, that is the one where you go, this is every, that and Escape from New York are the two perfect, those are two.
All right,
two
that's too many recommendations for me. We have to move on for one recommendation from Chris Redford.
Oh, no, I had two.
You have to pick one.
No, he can do
that. I missed the boat. Two friends of mine wrote a movie. I know everybody already saw it. I'm the father of a toddler, so my movie consumption is much slower than it used to be. I'm catching up on things I missed. I just saw Dix the Musical.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so fucked up and insane and aggressive and like balls to the wall funny with jokes, but also just in its existence kind of a political statement. I won't spoil it, but the chorus of the last song is one of the most aggressive things I've ever seen committed to film, and I cannot believe A24 put their name on it in a way where I'm like, kudos to you, because that's a fucking punk rock move.
Those are two of your buddies wrote it?
Yeah, Aaron Jackson and Josh Sharp were both UCB guys, and Josh Sharp was a student of mine at UCB.
Okay, yes.
And
so that's why it's so good.
Dix the Musical.
Yeah, yeah.
He taught him everything he knows.
Yeah, it turns out, no, I had nothing to do with it.
But that show did start, was a UCB show, and it was around for a while before they
got it to be a movie. It was a show called Fucking Identical Twins at UCB.
Yeah.
Can I do one little quick one and say, I know everybody in this room clearly already loves it, but one movie I did get to see in the theater this season was Godzilla Minus One, which was the fucking best.
Yeah.
That movie was so good.
It won the Oscar last night. This episode won't come out till next Monday, so people will be really sick about hearing about the Oscars by then. But it won Best Special Effects. And all the people that went up to accept, they all had toy Godzillas in their hands and really cool shoes. They all had the same kind of weird shoes on.
Wait, the Oscars happened?
Yeah.
Last night.
It did?
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't call up, you know, make a phone call to Texas. Hey, South By, can you pick another date this year? Because we want to do the Oscars. Because the Oscars have been during South By twice now, and I don't like it at all. I hope it happens earlier. Because first of all, March is way too long of an award season. It should be in February. But then also, not during South By, because there's no movie premiere. Like, nothing fun happens movie-wise on the day the Oscars are happening, because no stars are going to come in to do the red carpet and stuff. So, like, it's almost like a day off for South By Film.
And that's kind of
in the middle of only 5 days.
Exciting.
What's that, Beth?
And that's kind of why I hadn't seen anything exciting yet.
That's very true.
That's why my answer was so bad.
Don't dwell on that.
I can't.
Tell us the name of a movie that you'd like to recommend.
Ooh, I loved the movie Migration. It's a bit of an animated film, and it stars one of our friends, Kumail Nanjiani, and also one of my not friends, Elizabeth Banks, but I'd love to be friends if she wants to. And I just loved it. It was so fun. It was cool to hear Kumail's voice as a duck. It was so sweet. And also Suncoast, Laura Chen's movie.
Well, that's good.
Oh, okay.
That's really good.
My best friend.
So everyone's just going to say two movies now. I see where this is headed.
Yeah.
Leonard, please do three. Please do three movies. Just to make Doug
he's
already. He's already done two. He's already on for two. So,
gotcha.
So something outside of the festival, Leonard, would you care to take her Suncoast? Did you like that?
Suncoast is very good. Mm-hmm. They gave it a 1 week theater run, but it was really made for Hulu.
Yes.
And it's very, very good. Laura Linney and a smallish part, Woody Harrelson, but he's very good.
Exactly.
And the young lady who turns out to be Tandy Newton's daughter.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I knew that.
I didn't know that when I was watching the movie.
That's wonderful. I know she's in one other thing. I can't remember what she was also in.
But anyway, it's really good.
Yeah. And Laura has a book called Acne. That's an incredible read. Mm-hmm.
Suncoast.
Suncoast.
One word?
One word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask for it by name.
Then my friend Monica Martin sang a song in it. She's my best friend. It's great. In the scene in the limo.
Oh.
She sings the cover of Green Gloves. It's really good.
Can I say something?
I also like...
I was about to say something, but yes, please.
Oh, I didn't know you were.
I was about to throw in a commercial, but what do you got?
Oh, it seemed like you looked off in disgust.
No, I was just making sure whatever we were talking about was done before moving on.
I just wanted to compliment Leonard, not to blow smoke.
Yeah.
But you mentioned Dream Team earlier. This is really cool to be up here with you, man. Like, this is... You're part of the Avengers of movie critics. Like, it's man. You, Rex Reed...
Yeah,
Cisco
it's like
Ebert.
If there were three Avengers. You are the three amigos of film critics, Leonard Baum, or some other group of three. At least I didn't go with the Stooges, but
that's
yes.
Very kind.
That was very sweet of you, Jim.
I'm serious. It's really...
We don't think you're kidding.
Hey, I'm here for music, not comedy, people. Come see my band tonight, please. Please, just come see it, please.
I should introduce you that way. Don't raise any comedy expectations tonight. Wait, but you don't sing a cappella ever, do you?
Yeah, it's all a cappella Irish folk music.
No, I was just going to say, you can't sing here for us now.
No, it's
you?
Like a Bobby McFerrin kind of band. I play the instruments on my body.
And your body's not available right now to demonstrate.
No, I'm not going to sing right
your
now.
Your body's off duty right now. This is just fun times.
I'm back.
And listen, Doug, what's that, Leonard?
The Oscars last night, there was a nominated film that hasn't really played yet. It just qualified for Best Animated Feature called Robot Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good.
Ooh.
It's made by a Spanish filmmaker who I guess lived in New York before 9/11, and that's what he is evoking here. It's from a graphic novel, I believe, or in the style of a graphic novel.
Yeah, so, just the brief clip they showed, the animation looked really cool.
It's really cool looking and cool in every way. Robot Dreams.
And what do you think about Migration?
Did you see Migration?
I did not.
Oh.
That's why I am silent.
Okay, well, thank you for all those recs, those hot recs, and we will be right back after these hot messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and yeah, give it up for... Give it up for sitting through advertisements. During the break here at Esther's, we picked people that brought some fun name tags and such that will be played on behalf of during the games. Beth is playing for Zach Widow. Chris is playing for Raising Andy Zona. Joe is playing for Charles in Charge of Comedians. And Leonard is playing for... Cody the Pooh. What's the title of that horror movie? Blood and Honey?
Yeah.
So the whole title is Winnie the Pooh, colon, Blood and Honey? Or is it just Pooh, Blood and Honey? Which
I think it's fully...
It's like the sequel to Eat, Pray, Love. I might have to stop for today. It's not going to get any better than that for me. Okay. All right, so that's who y'all are playing for, and they're going to go home with this bag that they probably own the same bag already because they're attending the festival. But maybe, are any of the people that are being played for locals that aren't all badged up? You guys? Okay, look at them. All right, good for you. All right, here we go.
Arizona.
First game we're going to play today is called Purple Rain Man. Oh, people love it. This is a movie mashup title game. Some of you may have played it before on episodes in the past. I will name the third billed people left to right of a mashup movie title that I put together that goes from left to right. Yell out, just the people on stage, yell out your guesses whenever they come to you. Third build is pretty tough, but then I'll say who the second build people are. You can still guess if you want. Then I'll tell you the top build people. So now you know the three build people from the first half of the title and the three from the second. Hopefully you can put it all together, yell out the right answer.
Okay.
He says, okay.
I get it.
Thumbs up from Joe.
The left to right part was confusing.
Right? It's a hard game to describe quickly.
Okay.
So I want to make sure it sunk in.
Yeah.
So like Purple Rain Man... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Purple Rain is the first part.
Right.
Top build in that would be Prince.
Right.
And Rain Man.
Right.
Is Dustin Hoffman would be top build in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're starting with third build of the second half of the mashup.
No, I'm starting with the third build of both. Okay. But going left to right across.
Again, the left to right part is... I don't think you need the left to right
first
part.
First half of the title, second half of the title.
Got it. Okay. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Better.
All right. I got it. Got it, got it.
I've never even described it left to right like that before, so thank you for pointing out the flaw in that description. I thought I was improving it and making it easier to understand. But,
got it.
I apologize in advance to Zach.
This is just the first game, Beth. Don't worry. They're only going to get harder. I mean, this is a tough game, but I think somebody's going to get it. So here we go. Okay. Third build. First half of the title, then second half of the title. Allison Brie and Yancey Butler. got a whoosh from the audience. Yeah, you're right. This is not easy.
Allison Brie.
But if anybody in the audience does Yancey. Think of it, please
who the hell
please
is
don't.
Yancey Butler?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Third build in a movie that you've heard of.
All right.
Or maybe even seen.
Are we guessing?
And loved. Too many clues. You can guess now, but nobody knows it at this point. I'll tell you the second build people.
I am Legend of Billie Jean.
See, that's the kind of guess we're looking for, as incorrect as it is. He did take two titles.
Currently
them
still
together.
Winning. Technically still winning because I'm in it.
Yeah, he's in it.
Nobody else has jumped off the dock
he's
into,
doing
the
best.
Into the lake yet.
I'm at a loss.
Are we doing two movies? I mean, if I'm saying American Die, I mean hard. American Die Hard.
There, now you got it. Now you got the idea of it. I don't know what American Die is.
Yancey Butler.
You mean American Pie?
American Pie Hard. Come out to the coast, fuck a pie, have a few laughs.
Yippee pie, yay, yay, motherfucker.
All right, second build. Let's focus.
I'm trying.
This should really help, because how often does this happen? Second build, Kevin Hart.
I don't remember the first one.
And Lance Hendrickson. So the first movie's got Alison Brie and Kevin Hart.
Oh!
And the second movie's got Yancey Butler, and Lancey Hendrickson.
Jumanji... I feel
that was fun though.
Dying,
but that's not that's incorrect.
Get Hard Times.
Incorrect.
Okay, but that felt close. It felt like he was.
There was something
excited.
To that.
Yeah, I didn't want to give away what something there was to it. Here's the top billed people: Will Ferrell,
huh?
Yep.
And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Get Hard Target.
Yes, I knew you'd know it.
I got you there, you motherfucker. I got you there.
Okay, that's true.
I got you there.
What was it? Get Hard
Target.
And I only put together Get Hard because my name spells Get Hard phonetically.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Had a feeling, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, we discovered that another time when you were on.
Yeah. I always love when it loops back around in life.
But congratulations, Joe DeRosa. He figured it out and yelled it out. And so he wins. And guess what? He just gets to go first in the next game. That's all he won.
Not good.
Not really that big of a deal. But it is a fun game.
I don't think Beth still doesn't understand the game.
Well, we're off of that game. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Pretend you were on Jeopardy, and now we're moving over to Wheel.
Okay. All right, let's go with the Wheel.
And then whatever's the easiest game show after that. Right. But actually, it's all can be hard. All you never know what you're going
to
know.
Well, I just didn't know the second movie. I understood the game.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean that to be derogatory.
You're not a Jean-Claude Van Damme fan?
No.
So then why would you know it?
I didn't grow up
it's
with
a Jean-Claude
that.
Van Damme okay. movie. He's okay. in New Orleans. He can do the splits between two parking meters. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you split between...
I feel yeah. like a 1980s movie. Clueless.
You did so. You, like, well, you were, on assignment reviewing movies when Hard Target came out. Like, did you have to see that one, or did you just have one of the Maltin's minions watch it? Okay, so this next game is called ABCD's Nuts.
Nice.
Which, as a title, doesn't deserve applause, but it is a fun game. It's a spelling game. Of sorts. I'm going to tell you what the thing is that we're about to spell, and then we'll start with Joe.
Okay.
And he'll have the first letter in that thing, and you just have to name any movie that begins with that letter. Then we move on to Chris with the next letter. He has to name any movie that begins with that letter. But there's a theme, Joe.
Okay.
And I have written down in advance one movie title for each of these letters. So whoever matches that title when it gets to them, they win the whole game automatically.
So it's also random.
But if you say a name of a movie that it does begin with that letter, you stay in the game. Okay. So it's pretty easy to stay
like
in the
this
game.
One.
Okay, I like this too. And you it's don't tell doable. Us the theme, I assume.
No, that you have to figure out, and I bet you will.
Okay.
Just good. Like you figured out Get Hard Target.
Get
I
hard
have
target.
Faith in you that you'll figure out the theme. But then figuring out the movie to match and that's in that theme, that'll be the tricky part.
Okay.
And the thing we're spelling, so you'll have kind of an idea what letter is going to be yours as we go through.
Okay.
We're spelling.
He's going to be so exhausted, he's not going to be able to sing tonight.
That's true. That's true. This is a lot of work.
I also just pointed at you because I was like, oh, I get it. Beth Spelling. Because I forgot your name was Stelling. I thought it was Spelling for a second. And
how
I thought
you
were doing a play on her name, and you're not at all.
No.
And I was...
Not at all.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah, because you did it with Get Hard.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about that. It's not going to happen again. I'm not going to do any plays on anybody's names, except for what I'm about to say. What we're spelling is Malton on Movies. So the first letter is M
mask.
To Joe.
Mask.
Mask.
M.
Just blurt it out. Mask. Not the mask.
No, because that would start with a T, Doug.
Exactly. You know how this works.
You don't know who you're fucking with today.
I think I do. I think I'm fucking with somebody who understands rules.
Yeah.
Like, you know how it works, and I am agreeing.
I came to do two things at South by Southwest. Sing and play a fucking game show. So let's do this right now. I thought that was going to get a laugh.
Mine is A. Right?
You got nothing.
They were just waiting for bubblegum or kicking ass or some sort of twist on that old expression.
And I'm all out of game shows.
Yeah.
All
right. They were just waiting for a punchline. That's all they were doing.
I forgot how to do...
It'd be funny if you get up there tonight and forget how to sing and just do your act. Just tell them stories. While the band watches.
The guitar starts. I bought a plant the other day. What is going on? What is happening?
So we're spelling the phrase okay. Malton on Movies?
Yeah, so he was M, so I'm going to tell you what I wrote down, because then now you can start thinking about, oh, what the theme must be.
Oh, you tell us. You
remember. Yeah, I'll tell you right now that Joe did not match, but I did appreciate the guess. But I wrote down Moonlight.
Okay.
Moonlight.
Okay.
So the next letter's A, and it goes to you, Chris. Name any movie that begins with A that you think would also have something in common with Moonlight.
This is making me nervous.
With something with Moonlight. Argo?
Let me just double check here. That is the answer! You win!
The game's over?
Jesus.
The fucking champ is here. The fucking champ is here. I've been playing it real low-key.
You win the whole game.
I've been playing it low-key and low status, but that was just to lull you all into a false sense of complicity. The fucking nature boy has arrived, everybody.
Woo! I've never been more stressed than I was leaving the movie Argo. Yeah. I feel like my shoulders...
I thought you were going to say playing, having to go next in that game.
No.
I thought this would last a little longer, so Argo, fuck yourself. That's what they say in the movie. Worried people forgot, thought I was being overly aggressive. But
no.
Great job, Chris. I knew somebody would get it eventually because it's all movies that have won Best Picture, spelling out Malton on Movies. So we got Lawrence Arabia, Titanic, In the Heat of the Night, Nomadland, Oppenheimer, No Country for Old Men, Million Dollar Baby, Out of Africa, Best Side Story, because no movie that begins with W has won an Oscar for Best Picture. Everything Everywhere All at Once, It Happened One Night.
What about West Side Story?
And Spotlight.
That became a movie.
What about it?
I don't know. I felt like maybe West Side Story could have been a good one.
For which? What part?
Just the theme.
Oh, a theme for the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, they turned it into a movie. I don't know if it counts, but Moonlight?
What's happening? The game's over.
I don't know.
I'm just reading off all the correct answers, or what would have been the correct answers. I was counting on somebody to get it by Titanic, to be honest, because when you say name a movie begins with T, and you're already thinking about Oscars, I would think that one would pop into your head. Maybe The Godfather. All right. So anyway, congratulations to Chris Gethard for
Thank
winning
so
that
much.
Game. But that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean much at all. It just means that you get to go first in our final game that we will play.
It also means that I've got all the momentum and honestly that I feel good. I have a dopamine kick. It's like when I get Wordle into. I feel fucking awesome right now. I'm feeling really positive. And for a guy who recently got his ass beat in a garage, that's a good feeling.
I don't like this version of you.
What?
I prefer the suicide fucking get through.
If all of a sudden I'm like, then why don't you fucking pipe down and get out of my way? I prefer suicide together.
I'm kidding.
No, it's all good.
I know, yeah. I do like this version of you. I've never seen you so spunky.
Well, after you said that, it's back.
Yeah, I was going to say, dealing with the reality of you saying that, Suicide Gethard is back.
No, stop it!
You know, cheer you up. My band is playing tonight. It's a good time.
I went, they got a really great happy hour at this Mexican food down the street. Talk about a salsa windfall.
I'm just happy you remember the name. Thank you.
It's burned in, burned in. It's too good to not forget. Wait, what? All right. We got to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! All right, so Chris Gethard won that last game. Good for you, Chris. That, of course, just means you get to go first in our final game today. And it's something that I call last person standing. We're all sitting, but it's called last person standing. Because I'm going to give you the name of an actress, and the four of you are going to take turns naming movies that that actress has appeared in.
I'm bad at this.
I'm bad at this.
Okay. I figured you're all fairly well matched in this regard.
This one is really built for Malton. This one is a Malton.
You think?
Yeah.
This game stresses me out. It's always the last game every time I'm on, and it's always been an actress every time I'm on, and I feel like it's only a matter of time before I repeat an actress that I've already done
right
on the show.
Well, yeah, and then you should be really good at it.
Okay.
I don't know. This one really stresses me out for some reason.
You've done the research, but I already know who we're going to play today, because I'm not going to play along like I do a lot of times, because I want to, you know, we don't have a ton of time.
Sure.
And you might, who knows, you might be good at it.
If you miss, you're out?
Yes, but you can go to your person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once for assistance. Mm-hmm. So Joe will be looking for Charles, and Chris
I'm looking for Andy.
Chris will look over to Andy, get the thumbs up, maybe if he can help you. Beth might need help from
Zach,
and Leonard has to go to Cody the Pooh. You got to count on a poo, but he'll be there for you. Unless there's honey, then he'll be distracted. Okay, so I know it's a week out, but I'm still excited about last night's. I mean, all the performances were terrific, but I thought Emma Stone gave a singular performance that like no one else could do, or maybe even would want to. And she won her second Oscar. Good old Emily Stone. I learned that her name is not Emma. That's just her stage name.
God, Hollywood's such bullshit.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you ever see her in person, you want her to feel like you know her. Call her Emily, because that's what everybody calls her. That's
Emily
in her world. Anyway, even on IMDb, it says Emily Emma Stone, like it's a fun nickname. For a while, mine said Douglas Doug Benson, like Doug, yeah. Like nobody, like anyone calls me Douglas. But anyway, the point is, it's Emma Stone movies. You have to name Emma Stone movies. Leonard, you know at least two.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Also, I knew we'd be like fighting the clock right now because there's lots of shows here at Esther's, so we, need to.
Yeah.
And lots of things to do here at South by Southwest. People are on a schedule. Applaud if you've got something to go to right after this. Yeah. If you go long on a show here, the audience will just start getting up and leaving because they've got their next thing they want to go to. And we made a pledge to them that this would be done at 5:15.
Remember when we went to the Michael Moore Film Festival?
Uh-huh.
And he introduced the movie, and he talked for like 90 minutes. The guy in the audience goes, "Mike, we got other stuff we got to get to." And he walked off the stage.
Yeah, he was very pissed.
Yeah, that was wild.
That there was like that Emperor's New Clothes person in the audience who was just like, "Come on, man, we don't have time for a movie after a 90-minute speech. Yeah. We got shit to do in Traverse City."
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Let's do this. So which way were we going last? That we were coming this way. So it's going to start with Joe and then...
Chris won the
game.
Apologies, Chris.
Please.
You won the last game.
I have so little to hang on.
It's true.
Stop it.
I know. Please.
Stop it.
Please. Take care of yourself. Reach out for help if you need it.
I was feeling really great until DeRosa really rode me into the ground, man.
A man beat on you in a garage earlier. I'm the worst pain you're feeling today?
By far. And anyway, I'll go super bad. We'll start simple with super bad.
Super bad is an Emma Stone motion picture. First movie she was ever in, to be accurate, I believe. Then we go to Mr. Leonard Maltin.
Wait, how is it not my
I'm kidding. But we are switching the order around. It's Joe's up next.
We're gonna
switch around the other way.
Why would you do that?
Because that's how I do it. every round, the order switches up. Joe?
Easy A.
Okay. Was that one you were thinking of, Beth?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're fucked now.
I really am.
I'm sorry. I took that one away from you.
Now I
All right, Leonard?
La La Land.
La La Land. That was her first Oscar,
called.
Of course. You were trying to think of La La Land?
Poor Things.
Yes.
Oh,
but
shit.
She won the Oscar for last night. That's why I didn't say it when I was talking about it.
What's the one with
Chris? You can't ask anybody.
I was thinking out loud.
The title is, because that's the thing you need to know.
I was just, my internal monologue was on the outside.
Right, but people will answer you if you ask them politely.
What was that one with, I know the other actor. I can see it. They did the old-timey thing.
Do you want to do your lifeline?
I think everybody's going to run out of steam.
I know
the show's
got to
move. Andy, help me out. Battle of the Sexes.
Good one.
That'd be so funny if Andy gave you an incorrect answer. just to drop your self-esteem even further. But yes, Battle of the Sexes was, I believe, the next movie she did after La La Land. Oh, Joe is so excited and snappy. Are you going to start singing now?
No.
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 What do you got?
Keep pumping the air.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't realize it was pelvic thrusting.
Yeah, what do you got?
Crazy Sexy Love.
Yes. With weird punctuation in there. All right. Back to Leonard.
Birdman?
What's that?
Birdman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you said Birdman. This is like, I don't even know what that is. Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
I got a heater in my pocket. You guys don't even know.
Ew.
Zach, I hope you take it. Zach, take whatever the heater is in his pocket.
Yeah.
Zach, do you know one?
Beth wants help, Zach.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Good job.
Nice. Beth's still in it.
Yeah.
Chris.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, you did.
Thanks, Zach. Heat it up, baby.
That is how you play. Amazing Spider-Man 2 has no subtitle, so you got the exact correct title.
I don't want to use my heater yet, but I might have to.
Well, if it's going to save time, I'll go ahead and heat it up.
Yeah. Solitary Man.
What's that?
It's the Woody Allen movie she was in.
Oh, no. I think it's got a different name than that.
Ooh, you might have...
No.
Too bad about
that. Yeah. Solitary Man is the Michael Douglas movie.
It's got a different name than that.
No. Oh,
so I'm not going to kick you out.
Something Man. Spider-Man.
She refused. That's why she finally started winning awards. She stopped doing movies with Man in the title. But no. she went to do The Favor.
Ordinary Man.
Stop it.
Sorry.
You might still think of it. But do you want to go to your Lifeline, or do you have another title? That was The Heater?
The Heater
was the wrong one?
Yep. I thought the movie was called Solitary Man with her and Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, no matter how you describe it past her, it's not Solitary Man.
No, I know.
I know she's not in a movie with that.
He's up on his feet.
By the way, there's once in every time I'm on, you have to reprimand me to shut up at a certain point.
Very Joe, did
you? Silence! I've made my decision!
Don't give me the Woody Allen one, though. Give me a different one.
Oh.
Well, you can't
give him
the
Woody Allen one. Well, I mean, I guess they would maybe strategize that way anyway. Plus, call me crazy, but they don't know the title of the Woody Allen one, I bet.
What?
Do you have he doesn't know that one anyway. Superbad was the first one out of the gate.
You're out!
Settle down, man.
You come with me with fucking Superbad? The most obvious fucking... Are you shitting me?
I think I know one, but you might...
The Favorite!
Yeah, there you go.
The Favorite.
I did fuck up and say that one earlier. That's true. That's so funny. Okay. All right. So good job. So you used your lifeline, Joe, so you're going to be all on your own for the next one. Leonard, how are you? Oh, wait. Yeah.
I need my lifeline's help.
Okay. Pooh, you got one? The Help.
The Help.
Yeah, Pooh knows about the movie with the shit pie. Hi, Beth.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm split between two.
Oh, that's good. Two that you know for sure the names?
I'm almost positive.
Okay. Do the one you're most positive about.
Zombieland?
Hmm?
Zombieland.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, Doug. I'm almost definitely out. I've used my lifeline. What I will say is that Joe DeRosa has revealed that there's a Woody Allen movie.
Yes. That's the one I was...
I don't know it, but I am trying to think of the era of when she's been active. So I'm not sure this is correct, but this is purely an effort to steal it from Joe.
Wow.
To try to get revenge on him for being so callous about my issues with depression and suicide. That being said, it doesn't resemble at all the phrase Solitary Man, but it is, I believe, a Woody Allen movie of an era when she was active. Midnight in Paris? No, she's not in that?
Even the audience is going, no.
That was a good guess.
It was an incredible amount of...
You're thinking of Owen Wilson.
Oh, yes. My other favorite redhead, yes.
You know, Rachel McAdams was the woman in that one.
I made it very clear that I knew it was wrong, and I was just trying to screw over DeRosa. No, but unfortunately,
I was excited about where it was going because when you were saying it's not solitary, I agree that the word is very different from solitary.
So now you're giving.
Did you think of it, Joe?
No, but I will say Zombieland 2.
Would you, if you knew that you'd get thrown out for not saying the correct title?
How many times would you take it back?
I know, it's called Zombieland 2 Double Something. I mean, come on, man.
I mean...
It's called like...
The double part, but not the other word?
Double or nothing?
Double what? What would they do double?
It's called like...
Double Trouble.
It's something provocative. It's like Double Pump or like Double Hatch or some shit. I don't know.
Double juice.
I mean, you might win this game just for getting part of a title, right?
Zombieland 2, double... Oh, fuck off, man. Double up. Doubleman, go.
Wait, okay, I just want to do a quick poll. Applaud if you know the right answer.
Wow.
Double... God,
wait, there. Now, is anybody on stage know it? Leonard doesn't know it. Beth, do you know it?
No.
Did you see the Zombieland movies?
Not the second one. I don't know.
The second one.
I barely remember names of the.
It's something. It's even like a, somewhat of a callback to the first movie. The title. I love this so much.
Honestly, I didn't know there was.
I think you're ultimately going to be. Do you have another Emma Stone movie, Leonard? When it's your turn,
yeah,
when I get
well,
to you. You think?
I have one.
Okay, he's got one still. So Leonard's going to win this thing.
He goes,
Leonard's going to win if he can't figure this out.
It's like double slap. Or
We've run long. We've got to wrap up.
Zombieland 2, double the zombies. Even more zombies than last time.
What's a rule when you're killing zombies that you should do? Like, what's the thing they teach you in those movies that is important to do?
You have to shoot them in the head.
But and double what?
Double shot.
Wait. No, hold on. You're helping him
two rounds in a row.
Please
now.
Give me the hint, please.
I was so severely mocked for my guess of Midnight in Paris.
You have to shoot them through the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you double what then?
Double shot.
Double kill?
Double tap.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes!
Double tap doesn't make any sense.
Double click.
It's just their way of saying you make sure they're dead by, you know, shooting them twice.
By going like this and then they bite your hand while you're tapping them.
Double tap them if you want their attention. Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry for the double tap. All right, so you're out, Joe.
All right.
But it was really fun watching that.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I had fun.
That was, Beth really came through there.
Does feel like
in
a
the clutch
for sure.
But Leonard, what's your next Emily Stone film?
Zombieland.
Oh no, we already said Zombieland. That's why we got into this Zombieland 2 nonsense.
Oh, well, then I'm out of the gas.
Oh shit, Joe!
I just remembered the Woody Allen movie.
What is it?
A Serious Man.
No!
God damn it!
No!
A Simple Man.
No, Serious Man was Coen Brothers. Simple Man was Sam Raimi. That was Simple Plan. Anyway, Beth, do you have any more Emma Stone movies?
Yeah, thank you.
She got the tap part. Yeah, but that was a lot of help.
I stole the double tap.
I still give Joe more credit than her for that one. But if you had one more, then you'd win outright because Joe is definitely out of gas.
I'm trying to think of that red-headed woman and stuff.
Yeah, picture Emma Stone like
I'm really
in something.
About her.
Just put it in your mind's eye.
Oh yeah.
So Cruella's off the table. Sometimes people can't take it. They sit here for too long, just knowing
Cruella.
That someone should be saying Cruella.
She's great in that.
It won best costumes at the Oscar. That movie.
It was great.
It's really cool. Okay. Anyway.
No,
I'm gonna call it because we gotta go. But so I'm saying because he got further in the game than anybody else, but only by two of the words in the title. And also, you kept saying man, which you should get a little credit for. It's called Irrational Man.
God damn it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But congratulations, Joe DeRosa is our winner today.
Oh, I love a cheap win. Oh, it feels good.
Joe with a super cheap win. Where was your person? Where are you?
Oh, right there.
Right there. There you go. Could you pass this back, please? Thank you so much. Sorry, I'm making you touch paraphernalia. I hope you don't get caught with the bag. Joe DeRosa, you as our winner today, I'll try to get you back on the show very soon. But in the meantime, what would you like to plug? Keep in mind, this comes out in a week.
Well, I'm on the road. So I'm coming hopefully somewhere near where the listeners live. JoeDeRosa.com, doing my tour. I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, my new hour. Please come out. And listen to my band, Salsa Windfall, please. And also, I have a sandwich shop and bar in New York. It's called Joey Roses. JoeyRoses.com. If you're in New York, come by. 11:30 a.m. every day. We got cheap drinks and good sandwiches.
Yes, Joe DeRosa, everybody. Chris Gethard. What do you want to promote, buddy?
You can find my tour dates at chrisgeth.com, and I would love it if anybody listened to the Beautiful Anonymous podcast, because it's near and dear to my heart. And for anybody in the room, I'm doing a presentation tomorrow called Laughing Together about the Venn diagram where comedy and mental health crossover.
Oh, Joe, are you busy tomorrow, Joe? Can you go to that, Joe?
Joe, I would love to hear
a little something.
I'll be there, and I'm going to heckle.
Yeah. I'm going to get a fucking Steve Hofstetter video out of it.
Oh, boo, hoo, hoo. Have it in the back there.
Just go double tap yourself.
Dude, I'm not kidding. I already forget the name of the Woody Allen movie again.
Irrational Man.
Thank you. Yeah. I really did.
But you were naming all the other Man movies, that's for sure. All right. Beth Stelling, what would you like to promote?
I'd like to promote the extended life of Chris Gethard.
Thank you so much, Beth.
And my website is BethStelling.com. I'm on tour right now. And watch my Netflix special, If You Didn't Want Me Then.
Yay, Beth Stelling. Not spelling.
Yeah, Joe, we've known each other for like 15 years.
She's not a goddamn Nepo baby, Aaron Spelling.
Yeah, it changed my name.
Yeah. And, of course, one more time, everybody, for Leonard Maltin. What would you like to... Where would you like to send people?
Well, my weekly podcast that I co-host with my daughter, Jessie, called Maltin on Movies, and we recorded Saturday night our current episode, an hour with Frank Oz.
On this stage.
On this stage. And it's a wonderful conversation. And
what was, give us a tidbit of like, just what was the thing you learned about Frank Oz that maybe you didn't know or you found extra fascinating? Just listen to it, is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, he was very warm and very generous in his memories, but it's hard to isolate factoids out of it.
It was almost too much of that. Like, it was a lot to hear at once. You'd probably enjoy hearing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. It's true. I'm going to listen to it. And also, since we're doing recommendations all during the show, I watched Bowfinger again last week.
Yeah, you still love it?
And yeah. Eddie Murphy is so... I mean, Steve Martin's always great. Eddie Murphy is extraordinarily good in that movie.
Mm-hmm. He's so funny in so many things, but that's definitely one of them that's up there because he's not acting like Eddie Murphy. It's a real character.
And the podcast is called Maltin on Movies. You can get it wherever you get podcasts or go to leonardmaltin.com. We have a hot link there.
Right on. Let's hear it for all of my guests. What a hot lineup. What a dream team. And I'll just say Doug Loves Movies is coming to the Commonwealth Comedy Sanctuary in Dayton, Kentucky, Cincinnati adjacent, on May 11th. I'm also doing stand-up there.
I love that spot.
Thank you to South by Southwest Comedy, Esther's Follies, all of you for coming out and spending your time with us. As always, so do I.
Yay.
Of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the